This is episode 2458 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series this week. Welcome to day 6 of the Happiness Project. All week long, you are discovering meditation techniques to help you cultivate happiness, and you have the challenge this week to make daily deposits of happiness into your life. And as I heard from many of you, you're also providing happiness for others, and this in turn can really boost your happiness level. I'm sharing with you this week insight and inspiration from your fellow meditators and what they are doing for their own happiness projects. This is from a fellow meditator who says she has been following the Daily Meditation Podcast, and that is her personal happiness project. She says, "I decided to extend the concept into my relationship, and my partner and I agreed to create a relationship happiness project by being courteous to each other. Thank you so much for sharing this beautiful message. And what a great project to do with someone you're in a relationship with. Simply to be courteous to each other can take effort day in and day out. It can be pretty easy to take our loved ones for granted. So this is a fantastic project. You might think of ways you could likewise create a mutual type of happiness project with someone. Maybe it's with your child, or maybe your loved one, or it might be with a colleague where you create happiness every day as you work together. Whatever it may be, when you have these daily touch points to look forward to, or even to think about, it helps to gear your mind into thinking about happiness and joy. And so you begin to start meeting your own needs. So I hope you will continue with the Happiness Project. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided through a beautiful flow meditation to calm your racing thoughts. And this can sometimes take you away from happiness. The thoughts you think can make or break your day. And that's one reason why meditation is so powerful, because it helps you to become aware of different thought processes you may have and to break a destructive cycle and to nurture those beautiful, loving thoughts. It's easier said than done, though, and sometimes it helps to have a little extra support, especially these days when there's a lot happening that you may feel is beyond your control, especially as we continue to endure a pandemic. If you find that it's difficult to break your negative thought patterns, or you're just feeling more down and it's harder to pick yourself up, you might enjoy someone who always has your back. And that is with a highly vetted, trained counselor from the BetterHelp app. BetterHelp is the sponsor of today's podcast episode. And if you are one of millions of people who want a little more clarity, who want a little help managing certain emotions and to sleep better and to feel more confident as you manage anxiety, depression, and any other emotion you're struggling with these days, the BetterHelp app offers you this opportunity to connect with someone within 48 hours from anywhere in the world you may be located. You can text, Zoom, email, call, and meet up with a counselor in the comfort of your own home in the way that supports you the best. Seeking emotional support is an incredible strength, and we're realizing that more and more these days. That's why the BetterHelp app has become massively popular. Why struggle when there's someone waiting to guide you with the support you need? If you connect with a counselor that doesn't seem to be quite a good match for you, you can always change until you find just the right person. And you can receive 10% off your first month's support on the BetterHelp app by visiting betterhelp.com/daily meditation. That's better, BETTER, help, help.com/daily meditation. Now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you make yourself nice and comfortable, you might think of a way to become a little happier as you meditate today. Is there a favorite place you could go to? Maybe you could step outside right now and sit down somewhere where you feel inspired by nature. Maybe you'd like to light a candle. Or maybe you'd like to have your favorite sweater or shawl wrapped around your shoulders to feel a little extra support as you meditate. Begin to notice your mood and your thoughts. Notice where you tend to feel these emotions in your body. Notice where you tend to feel happy. Where do you harbor happiness within you? Is it your heart where you feel expansive and open? Perhaps it's the crown of your head where you feel connected and uplifted. Notice these subtle feelings within yourself. Mentally affirm, joy is within me. Joy is all around me. Reflect on what makes you feel happy. What about your life makes you happy? Your inner joy. Maybe you feel joyful when you see flowers. Maybe you love a nice warm bath before bedtime. Maybe you love getting together with certain people. Think about what makes you happy. Notice where your thoughts take you as you reflect on this happiness. Do you feel uplifted and inspired? Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhaling peace, exhaling and infusing your body with joy. Beautiful. Allow your thoughts to take you deeper into this joy Notice what seems to trigger your thoughts away from joy. And allow your breath to take you back to joy. Inhaling, peace. Exhaling, joy. You can do this anytime throughout your day. Anytime you want to switch your thoughts to uplift you with joy. You are so worth slowing down for.